And I'm joined right now by Western Dubuque graduate and now a College World Series champion, Calvin Harris, playing for Ole Miss. Calvin, thank you for joining us here on the Real Sports Hour. First off, has it really sunk in? I mean, you've won a state football title before in high school. Does it feel that you're a College World Series champion right now?
Not quite yet. I think it'll be a little while, you know, until it sinks in, kind of the enormity of the entire thing and the season that we had.
I mean, for you, I think what's amazing is that not only did you guys win the College World Series, there was a lot of talk about, you know, did you guys even deserve to be in there as far as getting an at-large bid? So how much did you guys maybe want to take that and show that you guys did belong? And I mean, you proved it by beating Oklahoma.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, kind of that week, the SEC tournament week, you know, we got beat the first game against Vanderbilt, and, you know, we were at home practicing and inter-squadding for a week there waiting to see if we were going to get in. And all week, you know, we just kept saying if we get in, you know, there's really no pressure, you know, no pressure on us because, like you said, some people didn't even think we deserved to be in. But, you know, we believed that we could win the national championship, and thankfully we got in.
Well, I mean, take me through. I mean, for you, how much did you grow up watching the College World Series and experiencing it? I mean, it's all, I mean, we're talking at least 2 to 3 weeks of, you know, being in Omaha. If you stay alive for that long, I mean, it's a long time out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, you know, growing up, I knew quite a bit about it, you know, being close, just on the other side of the state. And then, you know, watching on TV the last couple of years and thinking, you know, that place is crazy. That'd be awesome to play at. And just getting a chance to step out in the field. And that first night, I think we had like 25,000 people there against Auburn. Was incredible. It was really cool.
And for you, ended up being on the all-tournament team. First off, what did that mean to you as well? Not only being a College World Series champion, but you made the all-tournament team.
Yeah, that was really special for me. Very special for me because I had a lot of people there, a lot of family and friends from Dubuque County. And, you know, I was hoping I could just play well enough because they hadn't seen me play in a while. It was really cool, special for me.
Well, I mean, you had an unbelievable tournament. I think it was one of the games against, I think it was that 13-5 win against Arkansas. You had that big time home run that you hit to right field that everybody was talking about. And then you added another double. And then it was the 2-0 win to send you guys. I think you had a RBI single in that one. For you, how, I mean, what was it about that particular week when you guys were how were you able to see the ball? I mean, how confident were you up at the plate for those number of games?
Yeah, I felt, you know, kind of going into the week, I had been swinging it pretty well in Coral Gables, the regional down there in Miami, and then at Southern Miss for super regional. And I really just try to simplify it, you know, having a lot of people there can kind of speed you up a little bit. And I think the biggest focus for me was just kind of slow the game down as much as I can and just keep it really simple. And I think that helped me a lot because I was able to get after pitches that were in the zone and get pitches that I could handle and thankfully get a barrel to.
That one home run against Arkansas, how many times did you get asked about that one?
Probably quite a few times. That was really cool. That kind of a blur, to be honest with you. That was unbelievable.
Well, as we said, you won a state football title when you were at Western Dubuque. How important or how beneficial is it that you were a multi-sport athlete, that you know you are part of a premier program now at Ole Miss, you're a College World Series champion? How much did playing football, playing all those different sports, you know, playing quarterback, how did that all help you reach this moment, would you say?
Invaluable. You know, playing football, I can take certain things from football and apply it to baseball. Same with basketball. You know, I don't think I'd be in the position I was today if I didn't play those other sports and learn a lot more about competing and playing with a team. Obviously, sports like, you know, football, it's the ultimate team sport. Like I said, I don't think I'd be where I am today if I hadn't, you know, played every sport that I did at Western Dubuque and learned so much throughout them.
And how much did your, like you said, you know, during that week in Omaha, you know, you were hoping that maybe people from, you know, Dubuque County could come out and see you because they don't get a chance to see you very often. I mean, how much did your family get a chance to, how often did they get to come down to Ole Miss? Or was it quite often or not as often or?
They were able to come down a little bit more often this year. I would say they probably came down 5 or 6 times, which, so just about like every other week or every 2 weeks almost. Yeah, so they were able to come down quite a bit, but it was just my parents and my brother and sister for the most part. Whereas in Omaha, you know, I had my grandparents, my aunt and uncles, you know, my cousins, and everybody was able to come, which was really cool.
And for you, you know, you're you just completed your sophomore season. What was the big step that you felt that you took or that you wanted to take going from a freshman? We would see you a couple times start and come in. But, you know, this year, I mean, you played a critical role in that in this championship run. I mean, you made case in point, making the all-tournament team.
I think the biggest thing I kind of wanted to improve on was just embracing the moment for my freshman and sophomore year. And just Coach Bianco, our head coach, you know, is always harping on staying in the moment, being present-minded. And I felt like, you know, the biggest jump I made for my freshman and sophomore year was my freshman year, sporadic thinking, you know, looking around like, oh, wow, there's a lot of people here. Not really just focusing on what I need to do. Where I need to be. And I felt like that was the biggest thing, especially for me, that showed up in Omaha. You know, like I said, we had 25, 26,000 people there. And just being able to be present-minded and be where my feet are, I think has really helped me.
Well, we hear that we talk all the time about the difference with baseball and in all these different regions. Can you describe what the play is like in the SEC when you go to all the, like you said, as a freshman, I mean, you were kind of in awe about how big these some of these stadiums are. There's a lot of people there. I mean, what can you describe the feeling and the atmosphere playing night in and night out in the SEC? And like you said, 25,000 plus people in Omaha watching the College World Series.
Yeah. It's crazy. You know, we go to some other places. We went to a non-conference at UCF early in the year. We went down to Miami for the regional. And it's crazy to see the difference between SEC baseball and the atmosphere that it brings night in and night out throughout the weekend as compared to the other conferences. And I think that showed up big in Omaha too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there was 25,000 people there Saturday and Sunday, I think 22 or 23,000 of them were Ole Miss fans. And that just shows how much people in the SEC really care about baseball and care about creating an environment that's second to none.
Well, you're one of two Iowa natives on that team. You know, for you, how much, I mean, was it proving every game that, hey, guy from Iowa, Epworth, Iowa, can certainly play not only college baseball, but can play in the SEC?
Yeah, there's kind of a chip on your shoulder aspect to that. Like you said, you know, you're not a guy from Florida or California or Texas or, you know, Mississippi or any of the other southern states where baseball is supposed to be, you know, by far the best sport, you know, best sport in that area. Mm-hmm. But Iowa and the other northern states can get the job done too, and we take a lot of pride in that.
Calvin Harris, Western Dubuque grad, now a College World Series champion with Ole Miss, joining me here on the Real Sports Hour. Calvin, as I said, you won a state football title at Western Dubuque. I mean, I felt when I covered you that you easily could have been a starting quarterback somewhere in college. But what drew you to wanting to play college baseball, would you say?
Yeah, I think that was kind of always the sport from a really young age that I was always around and really enjoyed and always envisioned myself and dreamed myself doing, you know, and hopefully someday getting the opportunity to play professionally. So I felt like that was the biggest thing for me. And I love football too. I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. But I think from like a very young age, baseball was always a sport that I kind of dreamed and saw myself doing in the future.
And the other thing that I remember, and you and I talked about this during the pandemic, when they were still going to have a Major League Baseball draft, but they were cutting it. I think it was only 5 rounds they were going to do. The big question was, you know, you at that time, you know, might be on the, you know, could be one of those guys, but the question was, you know, were you going to take it or go to college? For you, what was the end all, or what eventually drew the conclusion that, nope, I'm going to go the college route? I mean, look now, I mean, you're a college World Series champion. Can you take me back to that, about the process of thinking, you know, do I want to go in the draft? I might be high enough to be able to be drafted, but instead I want to go to the college route.
Yeah. They close it down to 5 rounds. Mm-hmm. And I knew, you know, if I was fortunate enough to get an opportunity to play professionally at that time, I felt like that was going to be a good opportunity. But I knew also that I had committed to Ole Miss, and I felt like that was an amazing opportunity too. And thankfully, you know, 2 years, you know, flash forward 2 years, it's really paid off, and, you know, we're national champions and we got to do something, you know, and very fortunate to be able to do something and compete at such a high level and accomplish up something not a whole lot of people have.
Yeah. First one in program history. How does that really add to it too?
Yeah. Special, you know, I felt like there was so much energy in the stadium from the Ole Miss fans. And they had watch parties at Swayze Field back here in Oxford. Mm-hmm. Just the whole week was kind of a dream, you know, playing every other night. And we had so many Ole Miss people there supporting us, which was really cool.
And for you, how much, I mean, we would see you work out at Dugout Sports in Fairfax and use that kind of opportunity. How much did having something like that help you and get you prepared for something like this, would you say?
Yeah. You know, I was able to work out with Mitch Keller and the Van Scoys and some of the other professional guys and just kind of be around them, I think really gets you in a much better mindset. And just seeing how they go about their business and not only Dugout Sports, but, you know, Eric Munson in Dubuque, being around Eric, has invaluably helped me be prepared for a moment like that.
Mm-hmm. How much did you get to see a lot of friends and family out there in Omaha, and how, like you said, it you know, being so far away, you know, even though they maybe came every other week, but what was the support like for you in Omaha?
Awesome. You know, a bunch of my buddies and family got tickets in right field. So usually, you know, I can hear him yelling at me every once out there, which was really cool. And then I was always able to see them all after the game at the team hotel. And it was just really special. I mean, I feel like that's the best word I can use to describe it. Just really special for me to have so many people there and care about, you know, willing to drive all the way across the state.
Yeah.
Come watch me play again. I can't thank them enough.
Calvin Harris, Western Dubuque graduate, now a College World Series champion with Ole Miss, joining me right now here in the Real Sports Hour. Calvin, I didn't get a chance to see all the games, but, you know, especially that one against Arkansas. I mean, you were the number 9 hitter in the lineup. You know, for you, how much did you still, even if you were at the bottom of the lineup, whether 7, 8, or 9, whichever it was that particular day, I mean, how much did you take it upon yourself that, hey, I can be just as dangerous of a hitter and still produce something, even if I am at the bottom of the lineup?
Yeah, no doubt. I think there's certainly a chip on my shoulder in that aspect, just to prove that, hey, not only myself, but our lineup as a team, 1 through 9, was very dynamic and very capable of competing at such a high level. And, you know, I was glad I was able to come through in that situation and put us in positions to, you know, win ball games.
I wanted to ask you about your head coach at Ole Miss, Coach Bianco. And he talked a little bit about that. We talked a little bit about this, about you being a multi-sport athlete, but what can you say about Coach Bianco? Cause I know that he spoke highly of you as a multi-sport athlete, but what can you say about him and how he's helped you at your time at Ole Miss?
Yeah. I guess I'm going to reference back to a previous question. You know, the biggest difference between my freshman and sophomore year was being present-minded and staying in the moment. And that's something that Coach B talks a lot about, you know, every weekend, you know, every Friday night in our team meetings before, you know, SEC weekends, and especially in Omaha. Mm-hmm. I think I can't speak highly, you know, highly enough of him as a coach and as a person. And I think that's probably the biggest thing. You know, he's certainly helped me on the baseball side of things, you know, physically. But I think mentally as well, just like I said, being present-minded and being where your feet are the biggest things.
So what's the celebration been like since you guys have gotten back to Oxford?
Yeah, you know, I guess we're having a parade this evening. it's been fun. You know, a lot of the guys have been celebrating and hanging out together and just kind of relaxing. But yeah, you know, I guess for me personally, you know, we got another championship to win next year, and that works, you know, that work's already started. So
mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, Calvin, being from Iowa, have you gotten accustomed to anything down there in the South as far as that you had to try for the first time, that you're kind of getting used to it all? Any kind of food or anything, or?
No. I've had teammates try to get me to try crawfish, and I don't know how, you know, I'm sure we eat those in Iowa as well. I've just never been around them. And a few other things, but I've stuck pretty true to what I've always done back home.
Well, one last question, Calvin, for you is, I know we talked about your time at Ole Miss, the coaches, how they've helped you reach this point, but I want to ask you about your coaches back at Western Dubuque, and it could be your football coaches, your basketball coaches, your baseball coaches. I mean, what can you say about them too, about how they help you grow into the player that you are today, the man that you are today? I mean, how much do you try to not forget what you were taught up at Etworth on the hill there back home?
Yeah, like, you know, all three sports, Coach Garrity and Coach Cusick, in basketball, Coach Penner, Coach Danner, Coach Nichols, and football, and Coach Bryant in baseball. Like I said, I've taken so many things from each and every one of them, and they've molded me into who I am today. And I felt like, especially my coaches at Western Dubuque, really instilled a maturity and a level of thinking and competing that I think has really prepared me, you know, for where I am today. And I can't thank them enough for that. Yeah, I mean, it's been incredible. And I still, you know, text back and forth, you know, every single one of them sent me a text after we won. And that was really cool for me, because, you know, I wouldn't be in this position, wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them helping me through my 4 years at Western Dubuque.
Calvin Harris, Western Dubuque graduate, now a College World Series champion with Ole Miss, celebrating later on this evening. Calvin, it's great to hear from you again. A big congrats to you on being a World Series champion. And hopefully we can have you again on the program maybe sometime again, maybe when you win a second one, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You betcha.